Hey, Freilich and Purim. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Dalet. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and by Menachem Galbtach Lezech and Nishmas Menachem Mendel Ben Mordechai, and anonymously in honor of Dr. David Landerer and Menachem Galbtach for their Hachzakas HaTorah over the past couple of weeks. And in honor of a Freilich and Purim for everybody. Also, just want to welcome special guests, Dr. Manny Wasserman from Los Angeles and Dr. Noam Wasserman from Boston. It's wonderful to see both of you. And we should continue learning together long distance and short distance, Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, so we are holding on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Boi Minei Rav Achdovi Merev Ami. The Gemara is going to discuss the exact Hagdara of what's considered Basar and what's considered Chalav in terms of the Isra of Basar B'Chalav. Specifically, we're going to talk about being Mevashel Chalav with Chalav. Is Chalav considered to be Basar if in terms of the Isra of Basar B'Chalav? We are then going to talk about being mevashel mei chalav with basar, when you do cheese making and there's that the clear liquid that's not exactly milk, because most of the content of the milk went into the cheese making. So is that considered the whey? Is that considered to be chalav as far as the isurim of basar b'chalav are concerned? That's going to be a lengthy discussion. We'll take us into Amud Beis, and then on Amud Beis we're also going to talk about how we know what the source is of that basar b'chalav is asur ba'achila and Bahana'a. We're also along the way going to discuss how we know that the Isra of Basar B'Chalav only applies to kosher animals, not to non-kosher animals, in terms of the Basar, and how we know it applies to all kosher animals and not just a Gedi, even though that's the only one that the Torah actually identifies. So again, we are holding on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Boi Minei Rav Achdavi on the first wide line of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So Boi Minei Rav Achdavi Bar Ami Mei Rav Hamvashel B'Chalav Gedi Shelo Inika. Let's say a person is Mevashel Basar in milk of a Gedi that never gave birth, but it's Krova Leledes, and therefore it has Chalav, meaning it's getting close to giving birth, so it has Chalav. So even though it never gave birth, but it already has chalav. So if you cook in that chalav, is that a violation of basar b'chalav? Mahu? Are we medayik b'chalev imo, that it has to be some an animal that already is an aim, and only an animal that already is an aim, it's chalav v'zasar min ha-Torah b'bishul? Or no, it's just a matter of expression. So Amalei, so Rav answered, no, mizu istrik shmo lemeimer b'chalev imo v'lo b'chalev zachar, from the fact that we need to make a drasha that b'chalev imo v'lo b'chalev zachar. So zachar udulo asil chalem. It tells you that zachar is excluded if you have a male that lactates and produces milk. That's excluded from the Yisr because it's never asil chalem. A zachar will never become a mother. Aval haik, even the bal chalem asir. But when it comes to a gedi that was never manik, since one day it will be an aim or it could be an aim, it's therefore going to be asir min haTorah to do bishul with basar. Itmar, hamvashel chalev b'chalav. What if a person cooks chalev with chalav? Is that a violation of basar b'chalav? Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yasi, machlokes Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, chad omar loke v'chad omar eino loke. One of them says you do get malchus, one of them says you don't get malchus. The Gemara understands right now that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi disagree in a case where a person eats chalev that's mispashel b'chalav and you didn't warn him mishum chalev. Does the fact that you warned him mishum basar b'chalav, does that mean that he gets malchus for that or not? So that's how Rashi understands the situation over here. So it's machlokas Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, who very often throughout Shas we have Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi that one says this, one says this, and we're not exactly sure who says what. You can see why confusion would arise. Very similar names. So lema baha kamifgi. What exactly is the nukudas hamachlokas? Whether you get malchus for chalev with chalav? So the Gemara is going to assume simple understanding, then it's going to say, no, there are three alternatives to the simple understanding. So the simple understanding is lema baka milfagi. Demand yamaloka kasavar iser chal al iser. The one that says you get malchus holds that iser could be chal on another iser. So the iser basar b'chalav could be chal on the pre existing iser of chalev. So it's possible to violate basar b'chalav on something that already was aser before it ever became basar b'chalav. So the hasra that you got for basa b'chalav is a valid asra, so you get malchus for that. Uman yamrein aloka, the one that says you don't get malchus, k'savrein isra chalal isra. The isra of basa b'chalav cannot be chal on the isra of chalav, and therefore the hasra that you got for basa b'chalav is not a valid asra, so there's not going to be malchus for it. Says Marlo, it doesn't have to be that is the nekudas hamachlokas. There are alternatives what they might be arguing about. To kule alma, ein isra chalal isra. It could be everyone agrees, and therefore, everyone is going to agree that there is no malchus on the achila of this chalav with chalav, because in isra chalav isra, so the isra basa b'chalav cannot be chalav, the isra of chalav. The isra of chalav is an isra achila, so you're not going to be chayv malchus for an achila of chalav with chalav, you already have an isra of chalav. Ki pligi abishul, the whole machlokas is whether you are chayiv for being mevashel chaylev and chalav. That is an isser that only applies to basa b'chalav. There's no isser of being mevashel chaylev in general. So when it comes to the isser of bishul, it's a brand new isser when it comes to basar b'chalav if you're mevashel chaylev with chalav. So madi amaloka, the one that says that you get malchus, will tell you very simply, chadi suru, that in this bishul, you're only violating basar b'chalav. You are not violating chaylev. So it's not an issue of isser chalal isser. You're only violating the one isser. Umandi Amrein Aloka, the one that says that you don't get malchus, will say lahachi afkar rachman alachila b'lashem bishul. Well, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, he wrote the isser of achilas basa b'chalav in the lashon of lo sevashel, not in the lashon of lo sochal. Why? Because kivan da lachila lo laki, abishul nami lo laki. The rule is going to be that you're only going to be chayiv for the bishul in a circumstance that you would be chayiv for the achila of that very same basa. Since you can't be chayav for the achila of the basa b'chalav because ain isur chalal isur and it's already asur mishum chaylev, so mimeila you're not going to be chayav for the bishul either. The ikada amri, another version of this understanding of the machlokas is that a bishul kliyam lo pligi delaki, that it's the reverse, that when it comes to bishul basa b'chalav, a chaylev b'chalav rather, everyone's going to agree you're chayiv malchus. That's a brand new isser. There is no isser of cooking chaylev. You're cooking now chaylev with chalav, so that's the isser of basa b'chalav. That for sure you're going to get malchus for. Ki pligia achila. The machlokas is whether you're chayiv for eating chaylev and chalav that were cooked together. A person got hasra'a, you better not eat that, it's basa b'chalav. Does he get malchus for that? Man diyamar eino loka. The one that says you don't get malchus, very simply, ta ein isser chalav. It's usher anyway, Mishum Chaylev. Ein isur chalal isur, so it's, you're not going to get malchus for the basa b'chalav element of it as well. But uman di amaloka, the one that says you do get malchus, will tell you lahach yafke rachman la'achila b'lashon bishul. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah used the lashon of bishul when he described the isur of achila, kiven da abishul laki achila nami laki, to tell me the rule in the reverse, that if you're going to be chayiv for the bishul, then you're going to be chayiv for the achila as well, even if normally, based on the rules, you shouldn't be chayiv for the achila. So essentially, the two lashonos both agree that there is some sort of hekish between the bishul and the achila, the yisr bishul and the yisr achila basar b'chalav. The question is, which direction do you take the hekish? Do you say that whenever you're going to be chayiv on the bishul, you're chayiv on the achila, or whenever you're going to be pater on the achila, you're going to be pater on the bishul? So the first Lashon took it l'kula, the second Lashon takes it l'chumra. The Ritva raises the question that there are rules about this, meaning when you have a hekish that could be taken in two directions, kalecha di'ika l'hakish l'chumra u'l'kula, so the rule is l'chumra makshina v'lo l'kula. So whenever you could be down l'chumra l'kula, we always go l'chumra. Why would it be then that there would be a daya that would say that we're makish l'kula, that we make a hekish that goes l'kula? I mean, when it comes to halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the Rush writes in the second paragraph of Baba Kama, that's always l'kula. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai always comes to be makil, but a hekish comes to be machmir. Some suggest that that's the difference between Torah Shabbal Peh and Torah Shabbat. Hekish is in Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat, the default position is to be more machmir, but Torah Shabbal Peh, which Halacha Moshe Misinai is the definition of Torah Shabbat, essentially, so it comes to to be more makil. But anyway, so that's the Ritva's kasha. So the Ritva points out that there are two rules that are in play over here. First of all, there's a rule of ein iser chalal iser in kala tara kula, and then there's a rule called shef shaladun luchumra lekula that we go luchumra. So he says the machlokas is which rule overpowers the other when there's a stira between them. The first lashon holds that it's better to be done lekula, to not get malchus on the bishul, and not to say that this is going to be an exception to the rule of ein iser chalal iser. We'd rather say ein iser chalal iser. That's a rule in kala tara kula. And the second day it holds that no, the rule about the Midl Shatorah in the Dreshes Ben is going to be the overpowering rule rather than the rule of Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. The Iba Yaseima, or another way to understand this Machlokas, whether you get Malkus for Chalav and Chalav, is that both Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi hold that if you Mavashel Chalav B'Chalav and you eat it, for the Bishul you get Malkus, for the Achila you don't get Malkus. They're not arguing at all. Mara Merchada, Umara Merchada, V'lo Pligi. Each one is talking about a different Isser. One is talking about the Bishul, the other is talking about the Achila. So for the Bishul you get Malkus, because that's not Isser Chal Isser, and for the Achila you're not going to get Malkus, because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Meisvei, so they ask if you can say that Ein Isser Chal Isser, Vashel B'mei Chalav. We learned in a Braisa that if you cook Basar in Mei Chalav, the watery substance, the whey, it's called whey, right? That when you do cheese making, so the watery substance that comes to the top, so that when you are mevashel b'mei chalav pater, you're going to be pater. Dam shebishlo b'chalav pater, and when you cook dam with chalav, dam is not basar, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv for bishul basar b'chalav when you cook dam with chalav. Neither of these lines of the Braisa are the critical line that we're trying to get to. Meaning, we're trying to show that you're going to see iser chalal iser ha'atzamos va'gidim va'kranayim va'tlafayim, the bones and the sinews and the horns and the hooves of an animal shebishlan b'chalav that get cooked together with milk. Potter, that's not basar either, you're potter. Here it is though. Hapigul, va nosar, va tamei, shabishlan b'chalav, chayiv. Pigul, nosar, and tamei that get cooked with chalav, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Because apparently the isser of basar b'chalav could be chal on these already existing isurim. Pigul, nosar, these are isurim already. So just like, it sounds like, just like isser, that isser basar b'chalav should also be chal on the isser of chalav. The isser basar b'chalav could be chal on these isurim, pigul, nosar, tamei. Why shouldn't it be able to be chal on the isser of chalav? So this is a kasha on those that want to say that isser basar b'chalav cannot be chal on chalav. So the Gemara says, well, we already have a machlokas in general about isser chal and isser. Tana Savar, the Tana of this price must hold that Isr Chal that Isr Chal al Isr, that in Kala Tarakula Isr is Chal al Isr, meaning the Gemara has to have realized that in Gantz Shas there's a rule according to some that ain't Isr Chal al Isr, but this was a Machlokas, this was a very early Machlokas, and it carried forward. So over here also these Tanaim hold that Isr Chal al Isr, and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi hold like the day that ain't Isr Chal al Isr b'Kala Tara. So you can't and by Basar B'Chalav as well. So you can't ask any kashas on them from a Braisa that simply assumes otherwise. Oh, but once we mentioned in that Braisa, even though it wasn't the critical part of the Braisa, but we're going to focus on that one line of the Braisa. We said Hamavashel B'mei Chalav Pater, that if you cook meat in Mei Chalav, it's going to be Pater. So Mesayele the Reish Lakish. This seems to be a Raya to Reish Lakish, to Tanan, because there is a Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin. When we talk about those liquids that could be Machshir food, to be Mekabel Tuma, Mei Chalav, Harehin Kechalav. Right, the basic rule of Hechshir Lekabel Tuma is Yad Shach Adam, right, the seven liquids that are easy to remember based on the acronym of Yad Shach Adam, but the Ches is Chalav in the acronym. So Mei Chalav has a din of Chalav as well. The Amochal and the juice that comes out of an olive, Harek Shemen, has a din of Shemen, even though it's not the actual olive oil. It's going to be Machshir Zrom to Mekabel Tumah as well. Amar Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish comments Lo Shanu El Lahachshir Zrom. This whole din that Mei Chalav has a din of Chalav is only with regard to the din of Hechshir Lekabel Tumah. inyan bishul basar b'chalav, mei chalav einan chalav. When it comes to basar b'chalav, mei chalav is not like chalav. So our brisa is exactly that, because our brisa said that if you're mevashel basar and mei chalav, you're pater. So it seems like a very good raya to Reish Lakish that if someone were to ask, is mei chalav considered to be chalav? The answer is, depends on which halacha. If you're dealing with the halacha of Hechsher L'Kabel Tuma, yes, but if you're dealing with the halacha of Basar B'Chalav, then no. So how do I know that there's an Isra of Basar B'Chalav even on Chalav of kosher animals? So says Gemara Tan Rabbanan. I mean, you have other kosher animals other than a Gedi. Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Torah tells us B'Chalev Imo, right? Los Vashgudi B'Chalev Imo. Say, Ein Li'ala B'Chalev Imo. I would only know Chalev Imo. Now, that's a little bit of a misleading wording. What the Gemara means says, I would only know the Chalev of a goat. Right, b'chalev parav rachel, but how do I know that the milk of other behemos tahoros, which are not an aim of a gedi, are not the mother of a goat, or could not be the mother of a goat? So minayin, how do I know that you're not allowed to cook basar gedi in chalev of a cow? So says Mar Amarta, kal v'chomer. So we could say it's a kal v'chomer. Uma imo shelo nesra imo baharba'a. If a gedi, which is not usher to be marvia to mate the meat of the gedi with another gedi, nevertheless nesra imo b'bishulo, but that mixture is still going to be problematic when it comes to cooking the gedi in the milk of the of its mother of the eis. So para v'rachel, when you're dealing with a para v'rachel with other kosher animals that are so different from a gedi in the sense that shenesru imo barba, mixing them even on the mating level is going to be aser. So on the cooking level should for sure be aser. Meaning we're assuming that the isra of basar b'chalav is about a taroves, and the isra of harva of klayim is also about a taroves. That there's this link between these two isurim, that it's about taking two perfectly good things, two perfectly fine normal things, and the mixture is what creates the isur. So which mixture is considered a more intense form of mixing? Apparently, cooking is a more intense form of mixing, because even that which you're not allowed to mix in terms of mating, you are allowed to mix in terms of cooking. So that which you're not allowed to mix in terms of mating, for sure, you're not allowed to mix in terms of cooking. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Says Gemara, V'Halama Likra, why do I need a pasuk to tell me the Yisra Bishul B'Chalav Parah and B'Chalav Rachel from B'Chalav Imo? Ha'asile. The Brisa says we can learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. So I don't need a pasuk. So I'm Ravashi says the reason you need a pasuk is mishum dika lemeimar meikara d'dinah pircha. There is a problem with the kal v'chomer, because mehecha kamaisisla. Where are you learning the isra basa of bishul b'chalav parav rachel from? Mei imo. You're using the imo of the gedi as the basis. Well, mali imo shekeinasra imo b'shchita. The imo is different in that it's aser to shecht it on the same day. You're not allowed to shecht an aim ubna on the same day. We've discussed that at length earlier in this Masechta, right? That's also min haTorah v'shor osov espinol los ishchutu b'yom echad, the Torah tells us. So tomar b'para shalom esrim b'shchita. You're allowed to shecht a para and the gedi on the same day. They're not related to each other. There's no problem of shechting them on the same day. So maybe when it comes to bishul, that's mutra as well. So since there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer, you can't learn in isra bishul gedi b'chalev para Rachel from the Kal V'Chomer alone. Talmud Lomar b'Chalev Imo. That's why I need b'Chalev Imo, when we learn from the extra words that even Chalev Parav v'Rachel are included. Now another Braisa that discusses how I know Basar B'Chalev applies to other types of kosher animals as well. Tanya Idach, another Braisa. B'Chalev Imo, Ein Li'ala B'Chalev Imo. I would only know that it applies to Chalev Imo. B'Chalev Achoso Gedol L'Minayin. How do I know that you're not allowed to be Mevashel Basar Gedi in Chalev of a Parah? But it calls it Achoso Gedola. It's an unusual Achoso Gedola is the way the Rishonim explain over here is a para, even though it's a min behema like a gedi, but it's not included b'chalev imo because it's a min gadol. Achoso Katana will be Rachel, meaning they're both types of behemos. Neither of them is a chayo or something else, so that's why we call it Achoso Gedola. There's no I don't think there are no halachos of brothers and sisters in the animal world, so that's that's only for Disney movies and for humans. But Chosu Gadol is just a reference to another type of animal. That's a larger animal. So Marta Kalvachomer. So we learn it from a Kalvachomer. Uma imo shenichnisa imo lidir liasasher liasasher rather. If its own type, which is not different enough from the Gedi in the sense that they could be put into the same pen for Meiser Behema, so Nesri Imo Babishel, but yet it's different from enough from a Gedi that you're not allowed to cook them together. You mean you're not allowed to cook the chalav of Ha'em with the offspring together, so or the chalav of one Gedi with the meat of another Gedi together. Sa Achoso, a para, Shalom Nichlasa Imo Lidir Liasaser, which is a totally different kind of animal. It's not even included in the same cheshbon of Maisa Behema. Eino din shenesro imo bebishul. All the more so should be asked to be mebashul together. Tamalomar bechalev imo. That's why the Torah says bechalev imo, to tell me that bishul gedi bechalev para is aser. Ay, v'alam alikra ha'asile. Each of these brises keep telling me, oh, there's a pasuk that tells me, but it's right after we have a kal v'chomer. Why do you need a pasuk? You have a kal v'chomer. Sam ravashi mishum di'ika lememra mikra didina pircha. The kal v'chomer is fundamentally flawed. Me'echa kamaisis, I mean, the first half of the kal v'chomer is flawed. Me'echa kamaisis la. Me'imo, where are you deriving all this from? You're learning it from Imo, mali imo sheken nesri imo b'shchita. But imo is different rules, because we find that even though they are together and it's one and the same, the gedi with its with another gedi are one and the same as far as Maisa Behema, but they have to be very separate as far as their shechita. You're not allowed to shech them both on the same day. So just like it has to be divided with regard to shechita, so maybe with regard to bishul it also has to be divided. But tomer b'chosu gedola, but by a para shalom nasrimo b'shechita, which does not have to be divided from a gedi with regard to hilchus shechita, so maybe it shouldn't have to be divided from a gedi with regard to basar b'chalev either. So tam lomar b'chalev imo. That's why I have a basar b'chalev imo. Says Mara, great. Ashkan achos gedola. So you've proven to me about a para. Achos ketana minayin. How do I know that the little sister, that the Rachel, which is a type of sheep, and can be included together with a gedi in Maiser Behema? That's the key over here. I mean, if the whole point to distinguish between a para and a gedi is that a para cannot be included in the Maiser Behema cheshbon, but a Rachel can be included in the Maiser Behema cheshbon, because all minei tzon are included as one when it comes to Maiser Behema. Says Mara, Asya mi benaya. We learn it with the tzad hashava between both of them, from Imo and from Achosu Gedola. Mehei Tesi, which one do you want to learn from? Tesi me Imo, you learn from a kal v'chomer from Imo, that just like Imo is not chaluka mimenu as far as Harva'a is concerned, it can mate with its own kind, and yet it has to be separate as far as Bishul. So a Rachel, which there is an Isser of mating it with the Gedi, all the more so there should be an Isser Bishul. I bet you'll tell me Mali Imo Shkei Nasrima B'Shchita. No, mother, you can't have the Shchita on the same day. Well, Achosu Gedola Tuchiach. Then just look at Achosu Gedola. That will show you that even things that you can have the Shchita on the same day, you still can't cook them together, the milk and the meat. Mala Achosu Gedola, but you tell me I can't learn from Achosu Gedola. Shlo Nichlasim Imo L'dir Liasaser, because Achosu Gedola doesn't even get cheshbon together for Maiser Behema. Well, Imo Tochiach. But Aim does get cheshbon together for Maiser Behema. So V'chazer Adin, and therefore you can go bounce it back and forth between these two limu. The mother is not similar to Achosu Gedola. Achosu Gedola is not similar to Aim. Each one has something that separates it from a Gedi from a different angle, and nevertheless, they're both usher to cook the Gedi in their Chalav. So you see that the Isser is not totally on the fact that there is some other halacha that separates them. So you learn Achosu Ketana from both of them. You learn Rachel from both of them. Atzara Shavish Ben, what do they both have in common? Shehu Basar, the Gedi is Basar. V'asal v'ashel b'chalav. And you're not allowed to cook it in Chalav. So afanevi avi Achosu Ketana, Shehu Basar, v'asal v'ashel b'chalav. So therefore, you could apply the same to Rachel, that Rachel is Basar, and it's also to be v'ashel in the Chalav that comes from it. So ihachi, if once I include Achosu Ketana in the Tzad HaShaveh, from Ima v'Achosu Gedola, Achosu Gedola Nami Tesim Yibinaya. I should even be able to learn the Yisra Basu B'chol of Para from the Tzad HaShava between Imo and Achosu Ketana, because we can learn a Kal V'Chomer from Imo, that just like the mother, which is Nechnes Imo L'dir L'Yisaser, is included in the same Meiser Be'ema, you're not allowed to cook it together. Achosu Gedola, which is not included in the same Meiser Be'ema, so Kal V'Chomer, that it's also to cook it together. You're going to ask Mali Imo, that it's also B'Shchita on the same day, and Achosu Gedola is not also B'Shchita on the same day. It's like, say, Achosu Ketana Yochiach, that it's not also B'Shchita on the same day, and still you're not allowed to cook it together. You're going to ask for Achosu Ketana, because Nichnas Imo L'dir L'Sasher, Achosu Ketana is included in the same Meiser Behema, so Kal V'Chomer, Achosu Gedola, which is not included in the same Meiser Behema, is going to be Asur B'Bishul. So says Marina Chinami, Achosu Gedola can be learned from the Tzad HaShava of Imo and Rachel. It's a difficult limud. There's a lot to talk about on that, but okay, we don't have much time. El b'chalev imo lamali. So ask the Gemara. Once we have a limud of Achosu Gedola with a Tzad HaShava from Imo and Achosu Ketana, and you don't need to learn it from chalev imo. So now the pasuk is extra. So what do I need chalev imo for? So mibayalei l'chadetanya. We still do need it for what the following brisa teaches us. B'chalev imo ein li ala b'chalev imo. He atzma b'chelba minayin. I would only know that it's aser b'chalev imo. How do I know that it's aser to be mivashal basara aim in its own milk that came out of it before shechita? Meaning you milk a cow, then you shecht it, and then you cook its meat in its own milk. How do I know that that's aser? So I'm at kal v'chomer. So we say it's a kal v'chomer. Uma b'makom shelo nesar pri im pri b'shechita. If when it comes to shechita, even though you're allowed to shecht a pri im pri, what does that mean, pri im pri? Two offspring of the same animal. Like we said before, there's no issue of siblings when it comes to behemos. So you're going to shecht two animals that both come from the same mother. That's no problem. And yet nesar pri im ha'aim b'shechita, you're not allowed to shecht an offspring and its mother on the same day. Makom shenes are pre and pre bibishul. So if two offspring cannot be cooked together, in addition as are pre and aim bibishul, then the pre together with the mother cannot be cooked together. And what's the pre over here? Not the offspring, but that which emanates from the mother, the yotze, which is the chalav. The chalav comes from the mother, so that's being referred to as the pre. Pre just means that which comes from something else. So tamalomer b'chalev imo. That's why the Torah say b'chalev imo, to tell me that there's an isra of bishul basar behema with its own milk. Says Mar Halamalikra Ha'asila. The Bryce says we just learned it from Kal V'Chomer, from Shechita. So why do I need B'chalev imo? So Amar V'Chdovi Barami Mishum Di'ika L'Meimar. Since we could have a pirch on the Kal V'Chomer and show from Harva'a that where we also ask her pre and pre, and nevertheless we don't ask her pre and ma'aim, sus ben susya. You have a sus that is the offspring of a sus and a susa, that is the offspring of a male and female horse, achi preda, but its mother, the susa, also mated with a chamor, and therefore he's also got a mule as a sibling, yochiach. That should be the raya. Why? Sha'asr pri and pri, the sus ben hasus vasusa, right? The purebred, that's easier to say, the purebred horse is asr baharva'a with its own sister, the preda, that is that's a mixed breed of the chamor and the susa. Umutar priyama aim. And nevertheless, you're allowed to be marvia with its mother, the susa, because it's the same min. So you can't bring a raya from shechita that if you aser pri and pri, that you're for sure going to aser priyama aim, because you find by harva'a where you aser pri and pri, and we don't aser priyama aim. And therefore, the brisa tells us from the pasuk to aser itself in its own milk. So says the Gemara, you can't prove from harva'a to basa b'chalav. Hasam zera av hu de kagarim. No, by harva'a, the isser of being marvia, the sus, with its own sibling, the Preda, is not because they're considered pre and pre, they're both the same, the children of the same mother, and because of that relationship of coming from the same mother, they're not allowed to be mated with each other. It's got nothing to do with that. It's Zerah Ha'avud Gagarim. It's because the one of them has a different father that changes its entire min, and that's what makes it interbreeding. So it's not a good raya at all. Da Peret Ben Susya, Achi Preda Yochiach. You could bring a raya to this from a parrot that's born from a chamor and a susa, and its mother, the susa, has another offspring, a preda, from a chamor, where the issur is the opposite, shemutter pri and pri, where both offspring are mutter to each other. Va'asa pri ma'aim, but the pri is also to the mother, right? It's also to be marvia, the parrot, with the susa, with the mother who's the susa, because they're separate min, because the min is determined by the av. So it's not about the connection through the mother when it comes to the interbreeding. So therefore, we can prove from shchita to aser the mother in its own milk, and the kasha comes back. Why do I need a pasuk? Ela amar mar bere de ravina. The reason we don't learn the iser to cook an animal in its own milk from a kal v'chomer is mishum di'ika lemeimar eved ben shivcha achi mishukreres yochiach sha'asur pri and pri umutur pri and ma'aim. We could ask a pircha on the kal v'chomer from a case of an eved where there's an isur pri and pri and it's mutur pri and ma'aim. How so? An eved who's the son of a shivcha whose sister is also a shivcha gets freed, right? And the Eved and his mother are not freed. So the sister has been freed, the Eved and the mother are not freed. So the Eved cannot marry his sister, the Bas Chorin, and right, it's Asur Pri and Pri, but it's Mutter Pri and Ma'aim. He's allowed to marry a Shivcha like his mother, meaning the Eved cannot marry his someone like his sister, who is Bas Chorin, because the Bas Chorin is not allowed to marry an Eved. Right, but he's allowed to marry someone like his mother, who is also a shivcha. So you can't bring a raya from shchita that if we're going to aser pri and pri, then we're for sure going to aser pri and ma'aim, because you find by an eved that we aser pri and pri, and we don't aser pri im ha'aim. And therefore, the brisa learns from the pasuk we require a pasuk to learn the din that basar b'chalav of its own chalav is going to be aser. Says Gemara, no, maybe eved and shivcha is not a great raya either, because hasam get shichur hu dekagarin. It's only because the sister, the shivcha, was given a get shichur that made her a bas chorin that asers the marriage with the brother, the eved. And it's not because it's pri and pri. Pri and pri means that it's fundamental to the relationship. This isn't fundamental to the relationship. It's about the fact that something else happened that changed the status. There was a new chalos, a new status that happened. Because after all, if you have an eved who's a son of a mishukheres, who's the brother of a shivcha, where shemutah pri and pri, the two offspring are allowed to marry people like each other, va'asur pri and ma'aim, but they're not allowed to marry anyone like the mother, because the mother is a mishukheres. So you see, it's all about the shtar shichur. It's not about the fundamental nature of the relationship. Ela amar avidi baravin, the reason we don't learn from a kal v'chomer that you're not allowed to cook a meat in its own milk is mishum dika lemeimar, because there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer from kilei zra'im where pri and pri is aser but pri and ma'aim is mutter. Kilei zra'im yochichu, you have two different types of grain or two different types of vegetables that are planted together, sha'aser pri and pri, you're not allowed to plant two of them together, umutter pri and ma'aim, but you're allowed to be zareya each min in the karka, which is the aim. That's the aim in this context, is the karka itself. So that's the pircha on the kal v'chomer. So says Mar klum nesar pri and pri ela al yedeya aim. Well, is that which kilei zra'im is aser pri and pri, that also only comes al yedei karka. Every zriya comes al yedei karka. So the zriya of pri and pri is zriyas pri and ma'aim as well. Dachiti yusari bekada lo mitzuru. If you have chit mitzarim that you plant in a pot, it doesn't become aser b'klayim because they weren't really planted together. So you can't bring a raya from kilei zra'im to the din of pri and pri, and therefore we could bring a raya from shchita to bishul that it should be that an animal should be aser in its own milk. So why, back again, why do we need to learn this from a pasuk? Ella Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says the reason we don't learn it from a Kal V'Chomer, we need a pasuk, is Mishum Dika LeMeimar, because the Kal V'Chomer is a big pircha on it. Mal Pri and Pri Shekein Shnei Gufim. That when it comes to a Gedi B'Chalevi Mo, these are two different Gufim. These are two different bodies. The Gedi and the Chalav. Tomar B'Pri and Me'im Shekein Guf Echad. But if it's in its own milk, that's Guf Echad. So Mishum Hachi it's Rich Kras. So that's a totally different ball game when we're talking about Guf Echad, and that I need a pasuk to tell me that even though it comes May Guf Echad, that anyway is going to be Asr. Okay, we'll stop there a little bit short, and Bez Hashem will continue in the middle of the page tomorrow. Oh, yeah.